This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
They're just lunatics. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. I'm watching Al Sharpton out of the corner of my eye. I know, I'm hit the ground running tonight. And he wants President Trump to act differently. next time he visits Texas. Hey, Al, how about this? You pay your taxes, and we'll get him to act differently. Okay, we'll start there. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to Chicago, right? While the president's there in Texas, or comes to Texas next time, at the request of the governor, because I don't think you were requested to come, but you show up anyway all the time. Maybe kind of like a bad rash, you pop up when you really don't need to. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, maybe you got $1 million. Well, see, if you pay the $4 million you owe, I don't know. You know, President Trump gave $1 million of his own money. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, what are you doing? Other than complaining that the president doesn't show enough empathy. Really? That's all you got? Boy, you guys, you still haven't learned. You still haven't got the lesson. Seriously. But, hey, please, don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing. Because, you know, so, right. Everything you do is right. Everything you think is right. Every direction you go in, you're right. So please, keep it up. Don't stop. Yeah, see, I knew it was getting right. Xander Gibbs going to join us after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Yeah, sorry. Seeing his face set me off. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, probably sets a lot of you off. And if it doesn't, I don't know, you must be sleeping or something. Uh-oh. You're already laughing. Oh, let's see. What do we got? I hope everybody's having a great time already. We just started. If it's going to be like this the rest of the night, we're gonna have some trouble. So Trump did it again. Well, actually, he always does it lately. I guess, apparently, they think he has ethics violations again. With everything going on around the world, the only thing that worried these people is that Trump may have broke the rules because he wore a USA baseball cap. That's right. At first, it was all about Melania's heels, right? How dare she wear high heels to go rescue somebody? I don't know. Maybe she's more comfortable in them. Or did you notice that she's changed in the plane? Or in the helicopter? Wherever she changed. Does it really matter? As she and her husband boarded the plane to Texas, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington were busy attacking Trump for wearing a USA hat. Right? Now, so they go online, and his official USA 45th president hats, they come in red and white. So they do a tweet, and it says, as the real Donald Trump leaves for Texas, he makes sure he's carrying the hats he's been advertising. You can get yours for just $40 on his campaign website. Okay, so what? What if he wore, could he wear a USA hat that wasn't his? Would that be okay? But they're having so much heart. Doesn't matter what he's doing for the people. It doesn't matter he's given $1 million. None of that means anything to them. The only thing that means something to them is the fact that he might be. Because, you know, he doesn't like wearing hats, right? He's always got a hat on. but he might be promoting his product. I mean, the fact that he's giving $1 million to those people, he shouldn't be able to promote anything anyhow, right? CNN Money reports that, according to the crew, Trump is advertising his campaign. Well, CNN, it's got to be real, right? That's it. Let's stop reading. It's got to be real news. His campaign merchandise when he wears the infamous USA hat on the... Gee, that's terrible. USA. We don't want to promote USA at all. No. Hat on outings and is therefore violating ethics rules. Jordan Leibowitz, a spokesman for Cruz, said, even removed from the hurricane, it's pretty inappropriate, Leibowitz goes on. There is a difference between... The man is a billionaire. If he sold $1 million of those hats, it's nothing. Now, they said there is a difference between what is technically legal. So they're splitting hairs over what's technically legal and ethically legal. If that's the case, then Obama should have been in jail 6 years ago, right? Because they always walked around going, well, technically he could do this, and ethically he could do this, and more. They stuck up for Obama no matter what he did, where he did. Nothing was a big deal. The man, no matter what, he could do no wrong, could he? Remember when Obama was monitoring the storm? Remember? In his day? In the midst of Donald Trump being called out for not showing any empathy or feelings to those people. Right, okay, whatever. Right? And the president stopped to meet with a single storm victim. Right, because that's what we should do. We should go out and pull them all together, right? Because that's what they want to do. They want to meet the president right now, today. And they seem to forget what Trump did at the storm before he was president when there was flooding. What did he do? He brought truckloads of toys and food and other stuff, and they made fun of him, too. See, that's why I said, there's nothing he's going to do. No. Didn't you see the two interviews with CNN? The one with the woman who went off the CNN reporter and said, stop bothering me. Get that stuff out of my face. I'm here with my kids. I want to get dry. I want to get food. I want to get taken care of. The president did the right thing. Matter of fact, the president's doing what the people on the ground are asking him to do because he realizes he doesn't know more than they did. Remember, Oblamo knew everything more than everybody else. Every time he convened a commission, every time he convened a report, most cases, he went 180 degrees from the report. So these guys, they are just on such a tilted plane of reality, I don't think they can come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sandra Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back.
Alice Cooper.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. See, now Friday night, I went to a function today, and I was asked to speak for a few minutes, and I did. But they were doing this, like, 60s thing. And I kept looking at the lady next to me and going, thank God it's 60s, because if they go into the 70s, I'm leaving. I spent all those years getting that disco stuff out of my head. And I finally did. And then you guys keep bringing it back to me with some of these songs. Anyway, let's get to Xander. I always have a lot of fun when Xander Gibb joins me. I know you guys do, too. He always helps me kick off the weekend. And he's always got some great stuff to enlighten us with, right? Now, I know you guys wait all week for this, because Xander always joins me on Friday night so we can kick off the weekend together. And then, don't forget, on Monday, Kimberly Moran joins me on, you know, so she helps set the week up. He helps tone the week down and get you ready for the weekend. Xander, thanks for joining me.
It is a pleasure. I'm not sure I tone it down, maybe lower tone it down, but, you know.
Get us ready for the week. You know, it's really funny. As you get older, remember when you're still young, so I guess you can ignore me on this one, but you right when you're younger, you're working all week, you're waiting for that Friday paycheck so you can go out on Friday night,
Me, I'm waiting for Friday so I could actually relax and sleep in. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking to go anywhere on a Friday night, but I'm sure you're putting your dancing shoes on, and we get a little Earth, Wind, and Fire going here in a minute. It'll get you set up for the night, right?
No, got rid of my dancing shoes a long time ago.
Hey, you remember those? I used to call them clodhoppers in the 70s. They, you know, they got the heels on them, what, platform shoes or whatever they were called, right? They'd raise you up. And, yeah?
No, you're not talking stilettos. You're talking about for men.
No, yeah, for men. Although I know some men. I knew some men that wore stilettos. I don't want to go back there.
Quite a few. me either.
God. Oh,
moving swiftly
yes,
on.
Yes, please. Can we get out of this mess? Anyhow, so hey, our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Texas. You know, I know some people say too early to politicize, but you know what? I'm not politicizing this when I say it's really funny how, you know, Black Lives Matter is everywhere but there. Right? I mean, they care so much about black people that they're out there they're not out there helping them. What do you see? You see a whole bunch of white people, and you see a whole bunch of black people helping each other out. You know, they don't care about color or anything else. And I just think this is great. I think this is true America, not the you're black, you're gay, you're straight, you're tall, you're short, you're fat. This is true America, is it not?
I think so, but I think the one thing that you're missing with all of this is that their great funder, George Soros, you know, can't go anywhere where there's water, or he'll just, you know, burn up. I think they're very choosy about what causes they will support and what they will speak up about, because you hit on something very interesting, you know, as regards to politicizing, because that's their aim at everything that they support or that they want to point out. It's because they want to politicize and make the divide bigger between black people and white people, and I kind of think that I thought we'd got beyond that.
I did too, but frankly, the more people I talk to, not so much, but I think it's because we don't hang around people like that. You know, it's really funny because they call me a hater of anything not old and white, and yet the people, you know, the black people, and they force you to do this. You and I don't do this in regular conversation, you know, but you go, all right, so my black friends, like, they're any different between my black friends and my white friends, but, you know, friends that are not old and white, I don't see them any other way than just friends. And they don't like that, because then you remove the label, you remove the argument, you remove the political portion of it, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that you know, in 2017, what we're forced to do is to kind of subscribe to this societal, demographic breakdown. But do we have to do this kind of, you know, in our everyday lives? Do we have to do it at all? You know, in the 80s and stuff, we had... something inclusion where, you know, every company had to employ 10 black people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, all the black people I know were not happy about that because it further alienated them. You know, everyone that had a good job because they were black was, you know, people accused them of having that job because of this, I can't remember what it's called, positive reinforcement, is that what it's called?
Something like that. I don't subscribe to all that psychobabble. I don't get any of it.
No, absolutely. Because if you're able to do the job, if you deserve to get the job, they should give it to you. Whether you're gay, black, white, green, you know, Republican, Democrat. Okay, maybe not the latter, but you know what I mean. I think that's the important criteria for being given a job. But. For the past 30 years, we've just made all this political correctness at the forefront of everything. And that's what has contributed to this divide. I mean, I don't care if you're black. I don't care what color you are. You know, I care about how you treat me and how you are as a person. Because any of these other things are not primary to our friendship or our relationship.
You know, it's really funny when I'm listening to you talk and I'm saying to myself, yeah, when did it become? Because I remember, like, in the 70s, when you first, it shows you how when you're really young, you don't think of the black and white stuff. You don't think of any of this stuff. I knew gay kids in school in the 70s. I knew in some cases they were mistreated, but even, you know, the black, we just, none of that really registered to me. And I remember later on in high school, maybe my senior year, starting to pay attention and realizing that there were separations made, you know, like denominations at church. all of a sudden, they're separating us out as different people. The left is labeling us, if you would, when I don't remember labels having to happen. I was happy without them. I know my friends around me were happy without them. And all of a sudden,
right.
What are we always talking about? We don't talk about Americans. We don't talk about my buddy. We talk about my gay buddy. We talk about my black buddy. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I mean, this is nuts.
I have to say, though, I think this is a liberal ideology because, you know, I've lived in England and in the United States. And in England, there is this kind of liberal ideology with kind of like, you know, Project Housing, that they put all the Muslims together, they put all the Sikhs together, they put all the Catholics together. And for me, that ideology really doesn't work because you mix everybody together all of the time because that's how we learn to integrate. You know, when we're in school, we don't say, oh, I only want to be in the class with the British kids. I only want to be with the white kids. You know, you get put with who you put with, and it actually enables you to learn how to integrate. And so when we do this as adults, it actually deters integration, and that is of concern.
Yeah, we're gonna go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about segregation because, you know, it was the other day was the 54th anniversary of the Martin Luther King "I Have a Dream" speech, and right now he's begging God to send him back because something went sideways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do
for
that.
Sure.
You know, it's really funny because Xander right now is recuperating. Now, look, he's not all beat up and whatever. I don't want to make it sound bad, but he's recuperating from a car accident that he got into. He's going through some, therapy, right? Physical therapy. And so he's in really good spirits. He's got his act together. But, man, he was hot. So you got to come back for the next segment right after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Maybe we'll touch on this a little later, but is Comey in a lot of trouble? I mean, people around him, agents around him, said that he was working on the exoneration letter for Hillary long before they went and talked with her. So hopefully, maybe we can get him in trouble. Maybe we can maybe our first example has to be Comey. We'll talk about that afterward. But I want to get right back to Xander because I love kicking off the weekend with him. Welcome back. Always a pleasure. I enjoy so much when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. And we can talk everything from puppy dogs to, well, I won't say what. I want to stay on the air for a while. I don't want to get banned from Facebook. And don't you get me banned either. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me. Xander, thanks for being with me again.
It is always a pleasure. Let's not talk about being banned from Facebook. I am the king of being banned.
Yeah, you are. I was there for a while, but you took my spot. You keep up the good work, because then I can keep going. So, hey, I don't want to lose the momentum, because I think we were really, you know, when we talk about segregation,
sure.
We were talking about that on the other side of the break, and I said it was this week was the 54th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech. And
right.
During the break, I said to you, can you imagine Martin Luther King trying to give that speech today? I mean, these Antifa freaks would be there shouting him down, probably trying to make it so they couldn't have it. Do you think they would have canceled his speech? Do you think they would have canceled that event today?
Definitely not. I have to say, I really take umbrage with the fact that people suggest that, you know, because we're conservatives, that we support these Antifa people, because nothing could be further from the truth. You know, they don't represent me. They don't represent me as a conservative. They don't represent me as a Republican. And when I see them on the TV and when I see them on social media, I'm not violent, but I want to slap them all senseless because this is achieving nothing. You know, I hate to, I have to play drinking game today, because every time I sick George Soros, people must take a nip of something, because he is behind so much of this, and he's behind Antifa. He's the one that's getting people to advertise on Craigslist to get protesters to go and demonstrate. And half of them don't know what they're there for.
Right.
But if you have to go to a demonstration and cover your face, that says something to me immediately anyway. I mean, I've demonstrated a lot in my life, and I want people to see my face and know who I am, because I stand by what I say. And if you stand by what you say, why do you need to cover your face?
They're cowards, that's why. They're cowards. It's not that they don't know.
They're cowards. It's just, it's, you know what? I liken these guys to the one who keys my car at night while I'm sleeping. No guts, no spine. You don't even know how much this infuriates me because it's such a cowardice act. Next to slapping around a woman, this is the second largest cowardice act you can do. You know, just amazing to me. And the general liberal supports these people. We don't support these people.
Right.
So you've hit a hot button with me because there isn't a white guy around that I hang around with anyway that would promote any other white guy putting down black people, gays, lesbians, trans. This is not what we do. This is not the love that you and I as Christians, this is not the love we're supposed to show. We don't have to agree with your lifestyle, but we're not
Absolutely
supposed to
not.
Hate on you either. And people don't realize that.
Absolutely. And let's face it, you know, Jesus never said love one another except if you're black or gay or you happen to, you know, I mean, you know, I joke about it, but, you know, I
you're right.
I don't like what Democrats do, but I still love Democrats because I'm commanded to love everybody. You know,
right.
Your neighbor is everybody. Let's remember that. There's no stipulation. You know, Jesus, you know, in the Bible it says love your neighbor. It didn't say love your neighbor except if they're gay or except if they happen to, you know, vote differently to you, et cetera, et cetera. So, I you know, I kind of don't know where this ideology comes in, but we all have a responsibility to stamp on it until it's dead, really, you know? Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know if this story's true, but it seems to be making its way through, and I don't see anybody refuting it. But on a positive note, if you would, and I know you'll appreciate this, it seems that Farrakhan has found Jesus. And I don't mean in the old way where he used to tell people he was Jesus. But in a recent speech, he has says that Jesus is now his Redeemer, and he has to pay for what he's been teaching all these years. Now, if that came out of his mouth, and... I saw the speech. There's hope yet, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And I remember seeing things at the beginning of Donald Trump's campaign that Farrakhan was saying some positive things about him. And I was like, you know, what do you want? What do you need? What is it all about? But let's face it, you know, having the power of Jesus Christ in your life is, you know, changes every fundament of who you are.
Yes.
So who knows? You know, let's pray for the guy.
Yeah.
Really and truly, let's pray for him.
It's hard for us to do. We don't like praying for our enemies. We want to pray for our enemies to die. We don't want to pray for our
right.
enemies to you know, think about something. In our belief system, we're looking and we're going, okay, I don't want him with me in heaven. Are you serious?
No.
He's such a, you know, whatever. It's not how we're supposed to think. It's not how we're supposed to deal with people. And we forget that, especially when it's in a politics. I was just talking to a political friend of mine yesterday. I say, look, I'm actually given serious consideration over the last year of pulling out of local, state, whatever, being so involved with the party because my Christian friends that get into politics, it's almost like when they get into political season, when they get into that election cycle, it's like, Jesus, can you sit over there for a while? I got stuff to do. You go, well, how do you do that? How do you turn that on and off? I mean, not that I don't screw up myself, but I mean, how do you can't turn that on and off. Either he's number one or he's not number one. Here I go. I'm not going to go into it that deep, but you know what I'm saying.
No,
right?
I absolutely do know what you're saying, and it's been a big thing for me for my life as a Christian to be able to keep it on all the time, as it were, because it's very easy to love people who are nice to you and people that you agree with, but the hardest thing in the world is to love those that we differ with. And believe me, I've been on the receiving end of some of this, so I've seen it for myself. You know what? You know, when I was a Democrat, there were a lot of people that weren't very considerate toward me, and that was hard for me to love them because, you know, I wanted to. You know, I'm very skillful with comebacks, and even nowadays I have to stop myself. I mean, you know, you've seen the things that I can write on social media, but I am trying to walk in Jesus' footsteps, and that's very hard sometimes when the people that we are opposed by are just so hateful.
Oh, yeah. You know, this love Trump's hate is such a joke, is it not? I mean, when they write this stuff and you see them out there, like I told you, you know, I've had people, I went... And again, I'm not picking on one group because every group does it. But what I really found it interesting is in my area, and you've been a recipient of it from the people around me, you know, they're always calling me a hater. I hate this, I hate that because I agree with this or I spoke out about this. And I went when that Florida nightclub was shot up by the radical Muslim, right? Yeah. Islamic, whatever you want to call them. But anyway, the bottom line was they were having a prayer vigil or a makeshift memorial or what have you. And there were 50 or 60 people from the gay and lesbian community there. So I went. I'm a school board member in this area, and I went because, you know, there was young people there. I want to let them know that we support them. And I right. also, as the old white Christian guy, I don't support these actions. So I went, and I talked about love and forgiveness and hate. And I had two or three people walk by me and go, "What the hell are you doing here?" And I'm thinking in my head, it was two or three out of 50, okay? So I'm not saying everybody thinks that way. You know my heart better than that. But I'm thinking to myself,
absolutely.
You just sat there and applauded that no matter what, love has to, you know, has to prevail. And you come walking by me and you go, "What the hell are you doing here? What is that all about?"
I think that there's, unfortunately, there is this kind of tendency to generalize, and we all do it.
Right.
You know, but I think what is important is we actually try and see people's hearts, because we don't do that often enough. And I think it's imperative to do so, because ultimately, when we don't see people's hearts, we actually imprint our prediction of how that person is onto them. And that's not fair, because we don't like that done to us, do we?
No, and you know, again, so we're clear. I am not painting the whole gay and lesbian community in my area over something three stupid people did. And there might even have been five stupid people there, just only three talked to me. But I wish we would all do that. I'm no saint, but I don't right. hold any one person's actions against a whole group. Now somebody's going to say, "Oh, yeah, well, I've seen what you've written about Muslims." Well, you're right. I do hold the actions of a radical, you know, Islamic jihadist, whatever you want to, wherever you want to put them, because there is a group of people that kill in the name of Allah. There's no way around it. It's just a true statement. So you can call those things out. Anyway, we have to pay the bills. I do believe in capitalism, not socialism, and we'll be back in a minute. Xander Gibbs, my guest. Don't go far, Xander. I'm going to wind you up even more after the break. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to the station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Welcome back. Thank you for being here. We take your time. And there will be no free ride. You know, I'm going to do what I used to do. I'm going to start calling stuff out, and then if you guys answer right, we'll give away some free stuff. Free stuff. Free stuff is not always bad. Sometimes it's good. I mean, free government cheese, not so well. Not so good. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me tonight. I do know there's about 3,000 of the shows you can be listening to. You've chosen this one, which makes me extremely happy. But really, let's get back to it. I want you to hear the rest of Xander's interview. You know, he was hot. He was hot on a bunch of issues and items. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to help me kick the week off, and I appreciate his time with me. Xander, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure to be here, Joe. Thank you.
Let's have some fun. You know, first of all, we were talking about, before we get to this other lady, we were having some fun with segregation. I don't know if it's really fun, but the realities of these people just can't understand. And in University of Missouri, or Missouri, whatever you prefer, they now have segregated orientations. They have segregated areas for staff, segregated areas for. It's just crazy, because what they want to do is they want to avoid the microaggressions around different. They want people to heal from all the racial injustices, and microaggressions apparently set you back to zero. And I'm thinking, my God, really? I mean, Martin Luther King, why did he die again? I'm confused, because he died to end segregation. He died so we wouldn't see color. He died so we'd all treat each other the same. And what are the lefties doing now? They're going right back into, no, Martin. Basically what they're saying is Martin Luther King was wrong. He died for no reason. He created all that, you know, the true type of protest for no reason. Is this nuts or what?
Well, I'm not sure if I should put on or take off my my white privilege before I respond to this, but it actually makes my head hurt to even think about it, because it's so darn ridiculous. I mean, you know, in this day and age, if we're still talking about reparation for slavery and white privilege and things like this, the left are winning, because it's liberal agendas that force these things apart. You know, they force the jaws of these things apart so that they can cause further divide. And the stupid people in America cannot see that. And that's a total worry for me. Because if you can't see the reasoning behind these things, you know, these liberal colleges with all their segregation and safe spaces. I mean, where is my safe space from all these liberal idiots? Please, give me a safe space from these liberal fools.
But listen, you already know. You've been dealing with this a long time. You're still, I don't know, you want to call yourself a recovering liberal or something? I don't even know. You know.
No, because I never was a liberal. Okay. I never was a liberal.
All right. Hey, I didn't know you then. I only knew you when you came at me at 100 mile. No, I'm just kidding.
And I could still do that again.
No, but there's a perfect
example. I've evolved.
Well, there's a perfect example of people that may or may not have been on different sides of an issue. And in a civil and sane way, you reached out. We were willing to talk. You know, they beat up this girl the other day, or threatened to beat up this girl. You can find it on campusreform.org. She had a sign in the back of a car. She was at a gas station filling up, and she was going to one of the rallies or whatever, and says, "Can we just talk? Can we just have a conversation?" That's all the sign said, right? And a bunch of Antifa people came up, started hitting her car with lead pipes and saying, "Hey, Barbie, there's a lot more for you at the rally." And it's like, wait a minute, so we can't even talk now? Is that where we're at? Are we going to go back to the late 60s where we're going to have to water cannon these people and that kind of stuff to get them under control? This is not America. This is really isn't. This isn't the way we're supposed to be.
And there is an element of internal bullying that goes on within these particular groups, you know, whether it be Antifa, the LGBT, liberal Democrats, whatever you want to call it. And if you step slightly to the right or disagree, they want you gone.
Right.
And to me, that's scary, you know, because I never want to be part of any group that tells me what to think. And the ideology that, you know, as Republicans, we should toe the party line is absolutely alien to me, because I don't agree with, you know, gas shock horror. I don't kind of subscribe to every single conservative / Republican ideology, because I'm a human being. You know, I'm not an automaton.
No, and we don't want to throw you out.
No,
we don't. Look at. There are seven clubs where I'm at, okay, in the general vicinity of where I'm at. And I believe our philosophy is, look, there's a club for everybody. There's variations between belief systems. Just, you know, we've got one club that's socially liberal but fiscally conservative. We have another club that's hardcore conservative right down the line with social and fiscal issues. We've got one club for women only. We've got our log cabin Republicans. It's a gay club. I don't mean like a dance club or anything. But, you know, it's for gay men to go to, because every one of these groups have their issues that are important to them and should be able to discuss. You have one quote-unquote big tent, and all of a sudden your issues aren't going to actually get worked through and talked through and dealt with. But when we come together at conventions or Christmas parties and that kind of stuff, we come together. It doesn't matter what club you belong to at that point in time, because underlying at the foundational level, they're all Republicans.
Right.
We don't throw people out for thinking differently. Isn't that funny? The club, how have the Dems all these years have been able to say, you know, they're the Big Ten club, they're inclusive of everybody, they allow all kinds of thoughts and ideas, yet look around every corner, they're the ones squelching thoughts and ideas. They don't allow everybody in.
Well, I mean, what kind of drugs are they giving us to get us to buy that? Well, not me, but you know what I mean.
Are they giving drugs? Maybe I'll go back.
But look, you've got to be taking drugs to swallow that. You know what I mean?
Well, you do. And you know, the only drug that you need if you're a Democrat is a truth serum. And you need to kind of learn the truth. Because, you know, for me, I kind of feel I was very brainwashed when I was a Democrat. I totally had this picture of what Republicans were like, you know, that, you know, no one strayed away from the party line. They were all anti-gay. You know, I didn't ever want to even sit down with Republicans. My brother-in-law was a Republican, and we hated each other. Well, we didn't hate each other, but politically, you know, we did. And now, obviously, I'm like, you know, the blue-eyed brother-in-law. But ultimately, for me, I worry about the Democratic ideologies that are being spun out there, because, you know, they paint themselves to be so tolerant and so pro-LGBT, but actually they're not at all.
No, they're pro-Dem. They're pro-Democrat socialists is what they are. You know, it's now, to show you that we have people in every group that just, they're just dishonest. I mean, there's no other way around it. You've got Anna Navarro, claims to be a Republican, but I don't know where she's getting her Republicanism from. I don't know what she believes to be a Republican. Maybe you can help me, because you guys have a kind of relationship, don't you?
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, no, we don't, is a simple answer to that. If I've got to be polite on your show, no, we don't have we have a love-hate relationship. I think it's the fact that she doesn't like to be called out. I cannot take any commentator seriously that is paid to say bad things about the person. If you don't like his policies, that's absolutely fine. Go check her timeline now, and you come back and tell me if I'm not right. All of her commentary is about deriding the president, and it's not all about his policies. She calls him President Loco. I think that is so disgusting, you know? So if she's President Loco, she must be Miss Loco, for sure, because she's crazy. The woman is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I love these people who think that they have a right to, you know, just because they have a platform or anything like that, that they have a right to just put the president or any one of those things down 24/7. Look, you go back and look at my timeline during the Obama days. I didn't have much nice to say about the guy, but there were times that he made decisions that made sense, that, you know, helped out a certain group. And I was able to say, hey, look, okay, I don't agree with the guy all the time, but this decision, this thing that he did, this thing that he signed, that makes sense.
For sure. Right.
They won't do this for Trump for any reason, and it doesn't matter what he does.
We've already said that he could cure cancer and AIDS, and they would say he didn't do it quickly enough.
Yeah.
You know, I can think of, I'm not going to sit and list positive things about Obama, but there were some things that he did do that were absolutely, you know, brilliant. But on the whole, his performance was very bad. But when he did do good stuff, I was like you. I was one of the first ones to pat him on the back for it. I didn't always get from my colleagues. I didn't always get kind of praise for that. But I'm not here to be praised. I'm here to make a difference.
Yeah, I people like her. Yeah, you made me go look at her timeline. Now I got to go throw up. So thank you so much.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah. All right, look, we're coming up on time. I want people, you know, tell them where they can find you. Are you writing? I know you're convalescing with the other 55-year-olds, but I mean, tell people how to get more information.
You can find everything at ZandraGibbs.com. I just wrote an article this week called Facebook Fascism. You can go and check that out. I was banned from Facebook for using it.
We actually have it posted up on TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. Zandra's piece is up there as well. Hey, when we come back, I've got a lot of stories, smorgasbord of stories. General Paul Valley will join us in the third hour, so don't go far. We're going to get the real inside scoop as to what's going on at the White House, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in the world. For real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a tad.